Hey everyone, welcome to our 11th episode of Lemonology, the knowledge sharing platform. My name is Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager at Pearl Lemon Agency, which is part of the Pearl Lemon Group. And talking about the group, we've actually got my fellow colleague here, Rahul, who's involved with an awesome project that we've been underway for the last few months. And this is all about LemApp, which is part of the Pearl Lemon Group. So this is... just to give us more context, Rahul, first and foremost, let's just chat about LemApp and just give us some background and context about the app, about the features, and it would be great just to get an understanding about your role and how you fit in with the platform. And yeah, there's quite a few questions I have, you know, that I'd love to kind of get through to you. And obviously for our listeners and viewers out there, this is the knowledge sharing platform after all, so it would be great just to delve into this exciting communication platform. So I know that we're due for our launch next week, but over to you.
Okay. Oh, hey, Grant. Thank you for inviting me, and it feels amazing to be here and building a tool like that. So of course we'll start off with the way, like, what exactly LemApp is and how the journey has been. Like, if we'll talk about what LemApp is exactly, it's basically a Chrome extension that will help the web WhatsApp users to organize their data and basically make their life easier related to each and everything related to WhatsApp. Like, let's say I have a family, I have a business, and each and everything I'm managing on my particular WhatsApp. So I can easily manage it in a manner that, yep, all my family chats should go to this tab and all my work chats would go to this chat tab, right? And other than that, like, let's say if I'm talking to someone, I can take down notes. I can snooze an individual chat that I don't want any messages from him for the next 1 hour. So we can snooze that. And other than that, we can send bulk messages, broadcast messages, like... let's say I want to invite a group of 100 people and send them a WhatsApp message for a party that is on the weekend. So I can easily like take down all their numbers on an Excel sheet and just upload that sheet and make a particular message template that would be sent to all each and every one of them on the WhatsApp. Like, these are some of the small features we are even integrating. We have even integrated HubSpot into it. So whatever we'll see on WhatsApp can be easily sent to HubSpot as an integration. All the leads, all the prospects, we can send it directly on HubSpot. So this is kind of an overview of what LemApp is.
I use it. We all use it. All 100 of us in our company use it. So I think, before I even joined, when I actually joined Pearl Lemon, I was like, how does a company just operate on WhatsApp, on one communication tool? But obviously, this is like WhatsApp on steroids, you know, communication on steroids. So it's all about organizational structure, like you said. It's got a workflow in communication, the various features that integrates with your groups, your one-on-ones, your internal, external groups, you know, that we have with our clients. For example, we have our internal WhatsApp clients groups, our external clients groups. So that will, it's a great way of, you know, passing communication through and through and just keeping tabs on everything. So I think it's such a great job you guys have done. And just tell us about the teething phases, Rahul. I know there's been a few testing, A/B testing phases. So when did we actually launch LemApp? Just for our viewers and listeners out there.
If I talk about exactly...
not launch, but when did we actually start with the process of developing the app? Because I know it's been through some phases now.
Like, basically, we started off very small. We had one of our competitors that we planned that, yep, they are also into the same business and there is no other competitor in this particular business.
Okay.
So from right there, we started with the seed that, yep, let's start very small. Like, let's say they have 100 features, for example. So we started that, let's start with 5 features to start with. And we started 10 months ago on this.
Yeah.
So then we started building up from the seed that, yeah, we'll have 5 features for now. Once those features are working and working, then we'll move to the next five. So this is how we progressed. And okay. We have been doing all these as an internal team testing instead of going live to the market directly. We have been testing this inside the team once those five features are approved and working and bug-free. Then we plan that we'll move to the next five features and so on. So for the next, for the past 10 months, we have been continuously working on this. We have done a lot of design revamps. We have added a lot of new features, removed some of them, made it more user-friendly. Each and everything that we have planned, we have been going step by step. And now we are at that stage that, it is good for the market. The people are easily able to use it now. So now we are
It's so seamless now, every day I use it. And I know a few weeks back there was one or two issues with the emojis, but these things tend to happen, and we're always there to support you guys from an A-B testing point of view. And but other than that, it's really great. And for all of our listeners out there, check out LeMap, go onto the Chrome extension store. You'll get more information from next week when we do our official launch. And it's been really exciting to be a part of this, to actually all of us 100 people, being the first to kind of use it to that extent. But obviously there's a whole lot of other people that have already found it on Chrome. But I think just to name some of the platforms where you can find LeMap. So besides Chrome extension, you mentioned there's Pitch.
We are launching on PitchGround as well.
PitchGround, yes. Okay, great.
That we are offering a lifetime deal on PitchGround at a very affordable price.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Okay.
Since we are launching and we want new customers to join up and increase our database of the users and keep this going. So okay. We are offering a limited time deal on PitchGround for the lifetime values.
Yeah. And Raul, just looking at in the agency sectors, with Pearl Lemon having its own agency, I think if you look at other agencies out there, there's a whole lot of communication methods or platforms they use. These platforms like Slack, which is quite a standard feature that a lot of people use. In my previous agency, we used to use Slack. So that was kind of our day-to-day communication aspect. So, but then again, we would have your emails and your separate other platforms like WhatsApp. So I just think it's so awesome to have WhatsApp as one where you do your internal, external communications. So everything's it's just so seamless. It saves so much time. So from a corporate standpoint of view, it just makes sense and logic to go that route. Nothing against, the likes of Slack. I'm sure they've got also quite other cool features in that. But I think from our standpoint of view, it's just incredible to know how it's actually enhancing WhatsApp. It's enabling people to use this platform more, although like a majority of the world's population is already on WhatsApp. But all we're doing is just adding value to the platform, but more importantly, just making communication seamless and more sophisticated.
Exactly. That is what we are doing.
It's about UI, right? User experience, and it's about the UX side. UX is user experience, UI is user interframe, kind of what we're all about.
So the thing is, if we'll talk about Slack, that is totally a different thing.
Yes.
Basically, Slack is what they are offering directly. What we are doing is what WhatsApp is not offering directly. So we are just enhancing what exists there already. So
exactly.
That is what we have.
You're taking something and you're just making it better and enhancing it. It's like having normal running shoes that are average, but then you add extra soles onto it. It's just you can run faster. Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely.
That is what we are doing.
Brilliant. So I think based upon that, from a pricing standpoint of view, how much does it cost to sign up? Is it like $40 or something like that?
We are offering a 14 days free trial to the pro plan.
Okay.
So whosoever wants to sign up and try our app can easily hop in, sign up for a free account. They'll get a 14 day free trial and you can try all the features around, go through.
That's really cool. So it gives the user some time to adjust and get exactly. used to it, which is great, you know. So like most other platforms do, but I think...
Then you can decide that, yep, if this tool is really helpful for me or not.
Or not, yeah. So you're definitely taking the user into account, you know, from that angle. And how much is it to sign up, you know, when you eventually make the decision?
Once we make the decision, we are offering two plans. One is personal, one is pro.
Okay.
And the third thing that we are offering is the lifetime.
The lifetime, which you're already doing on pitch ground. Okay.
Exactly. So for the lifetime deal, of course, we have two plans. Like, we are still deciding upon the pricing, but most probably it would be $59 for the personal plan for the whole life and $79 for the pro plan for the whole life.
Okay, perfect. That's great.
That would be for the lifetime deals. And if we'll talk about the monthly plans that we are offering, that is $7 a month. $5 a month for the personal plan and $9 a month for the pro plan.
For the pro plan. Okay.
Exactly.
That makes sense. So, because that enables them to use it like to an extent, and they can always decide maybe stop now, try later, stop now, you know. But the lifetime's a bargain, you know. Why not? Yeah, makes sense.
Exactly. A big bargain.
Yes. Yeah. Definitely.
So that is the first thing. And if we talk about the second thing, we are offering a 30% discount on the yearly plans as well as compared to the monthly plans.
Oh, that's great. That's a really great aspect. Yeah. But I just think, you know, the lifetime, I would definitely sign up for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just awesome to be part of a company that we use this tool every day. And I think so for everyone out there, just go to the Chrome extension app store or the store and then check out Lem app, which is LEMAPP. Details down low in the link below. And but Rahul, and just to give our viewers and listeners out there, how much people, you know, like who was all involved in this project? So there's just obviously yourself who's been leading the project. You know, I'm sure we've got a showcase of designers and other people from you know, testing, the bugging, doing all of these credible things.
Like, if I'll talk about testing and everything, the team has played a very important part in this. Right. And if we'll talk about the development part, there were some bits and bytes where I faced a lot of issues. So the thing with development is if we are stuck at something, that thing will be resolved. It might take some time, some research, each and everything. But yep, everything we do in the development is resolvable.
Might take some time,
but yep, we go through it. That is something that.
awesome. But Rahul, I think this is really great. And, you know, for all our viewers out there, LEMAPP is officially alive, well, and kicking on. Yeah, and looking forward to the launch, official launch next week. You'll see it in the papers, on the news, on the TV, on the radio, everywhere you go. And on your phones, don't forget about that. It is digital after all. And it's been wonderful having you, Rahul, and looking forward to seeing many projects that you guys are working on. I know, you know, with regards to Pearl Lemon Ventures, this is kind of our main. So for all of our listeners out there, Pearl Lemon Ventures, you know, just has a wide range of platforms that we have been working on from a development standpoint of view. We've got SerpWiz and a whole lot of other projects that we've been involved with. So Rahul, and obviously just to clarify, you're also part of Pearl Lemon Ventures. That's the app development side, which falls under Pearl Lemon Group.
Yep, like we have been working on multiple things.
Yes.
And I have been a part of it since long now.
Awesome. Like,
so yep, we have been working on multiple Gmail tools. We have been working on SerpWiz, we have LEMAPP, and we are soon planning to do something related to the screen recording tools as well. Something similar.
That's something advanced to watch the space for, you know, like your Looms and all of those. But
we'll
keep this one for until that's there. But looking forward to maybe interviewing on that one. Yeah, definitely. But without further ado, Roel, it's been great having you. I'm going to let you off now. I know you have a crazy busy day ahead, or it's been a crazy busy week for you guys, especially with the launch and all. But have yourself a really good afternoon, and thanks once again for developing an awesome app.